It's a good league. There's always going to be very good competition, and you know, as well as travel and things like that, they travel by bus everywhere. So that's also an added bonus for me, because the flying is also, you know, the swelling issue and things like that. So it's all, you know, there's a lot of positives for me to go over there.
Lauren, outside the career deal, is there any basketball at all elsewhere for you?
Yeah, I'll be playing in the WNBA, and you know, who knows, I'll probably be back here training sort of, you know, late next year with Graffy in at the Caps. So
if we let you.
If they let me.
Yeah.
No. So it should be, I mean, there's going to be a lot of basketball, and obviously with the Opals, I'm going to have more time to commit myself with the Australian national team, because I'm not going to have to go to, you know, Russia and do those stints between seasons. So I'm going to have a lot more time to promote Basketball Australia and be here, whereas normally I'd be playing. So
your basketball year will be 3 months career?
Three months WNBA, so I'll have a good 6 months off. Yep, and except for the Opals program and things like that. So, you know, realistically, it gives me a lot more time to work with Basketball Australia and try to get that, or One Basketball Australia, and try to help and get more sponsorship and do whatever I can to promote the Opals.
Lauren, what about you're saying 3 years, and then can you envisage coming back and playing for the Capitals after that?
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, that's what I would love to do. I at this stage, I'll be 20. How old will I be? Like 28 when I come back to Canberra, if I come back here.
24 plus 3.
She's 27. So it's very exciting. I mean, I'm still going to be young when I come back, and technically that's when you're at your peak, is, you know, around that age. So there's a lot to look forward to right now, but you know, it is a sad time, because the Transat Caps have been so good to me, and we've had a wonderful relationship, you know, the Caps with me, and me with the Caps, so, and Canberra community and everything like that. It's going to be hard to say goodbye for sure for a little while.
On your Opals commitments, you've had to nurse pretty much through this latter part of the season with the Caps. How do you reckon you'll be in a couple of weeks' time on the Opals?
I think they'll probably still be nursing me a little bit then. But the great thing is I'll be able to play in the Commonwealth Games, and I'll be able to be a part of it. You know, it's so exciting to be playing with Tully and Harley and some other really good friends with the Opals. It's going to be great at the Commonwealth Games, so I'm really excited.
Have you and Jan Sterling spoken about your time on court with the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, I told her that I want to play 40 minutes a game. No, I think Jan's very aware of my injury situation, and I'm sure she'll, you know, monitor me and do whatever she thinks is right. You know, she's a coach, so.
Lauren, how many other clubs were looking at signing you before you decided on the South Korean team?
There are a couple of offers down on the table, but, you know, in terms of career, was just it was the best for me to do, just because of the shortness of the season. And it's not that far from home either. Like, my parents and my family and friends can sort of come over. It's not as far as America or Russia or anywhere in Europe. So it's close to home. It's good. It's a short season. So all the right things.
When did you decide that you were going to take up this offer? Was it before the grand final? Was it after?
I decided just before the grand final, yeah.
Did that add to the emotion, knowing that you were definitely going?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I'd spoken to Graffy about it, and as you all know, like, the Caps, my best friends play with the Caps, and so it was very emotional, and I always said that I would leave on a championship, so I think that was a huge thing, because I remember 2 years ago when we lost to Adelaide and came fourth, and I said to the Canberra Times, I'm not leaving on that note. You know, I want to leave on a championship, and then, you know, have, I don't know, just give back to the community what I've gotten. So it was pretty emotional for me, yeah.
What's it going to be like, Lauren, going over to Korea, the second overseas stint of the year, leaving that family and friends network that you obviously enjoy so much for the front off from you? Is it going to be doubly difficult?
It's going to be tough, but I think the thing is that I will be here for 6 months of the year, whereas, you know, and I'll be able to spend that time with my family and with my friends and in Canberra supporting, whereas, you know, if I was playing again, I wouldn't be able to spend all that time. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I mean, in that 4 months too, I'll be back in Canberra working with the people at the AIS and doing that sort of, you know, just being a part of, I mean, from the sidelines, but it'll be fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, and you know, I've got a lot to give back to Canberra, and it's not the end, you know, it's, yeah.
Lauren, what type of lifestyle are you expecting off the court in Korea? Do you know much of it?
I've been to Korea a couple of times. Look, I think I like experiencing new cultures and things like that. They've got great markets and they make suits and things for you, so I guess I can do a little bit of shopping over there if I get bored. But I'm not expecting too much. I'm just going over there with the, you know, thought I'm going over to play and that's it. Yeah.
You've been living in Seoul, right?
Yeah.
Just ask you to hold, just we get a couple of wide shots and things like that.
Sure,
not too wide.
Bloody big city.
Seoul. I know it is.
So many games that season.
It's not that, like, it's not that vigorous, so it's kind of good for me.
3 months, so yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 games a week or 1 game a week or something. It's not even that.
And then if you get the finals with your club, you go into.
They're just starting their finals now.
It finishes like the 8th of March.
Carrie, what was your reaction when Lauren told you before the grand final that she decided to leave?
I mean, I think it had been coming. You know, we always knew that there was a, you know, we were fortunate to have Loz for as long as we have, you know, and it wasn't a shock to me, you know, and Loz gives me the heads up in certain things along the way. And my gut feel was that it was probably the time, you know, that we were going to, and I'd said that all year, that it's time for her for a whole lot of reasons, and I think, as you heard, she it's the totality of the experience and what it offers her as a basketballer and as a person. I think it's time for her to spread her wings and time for her to make the most of, you know, that amazing body and the gifts that she has, and like she said, hopefully we'll be fortunate enough here in Canberra and in this country to get one of our greats back. You know, and I think, to me, it's a little bit sad in that I think everyone's starting to realise, oh my God, she's gone, and how did we use her, how did we work with her, how did we maximise it, did we? And I think it's the classic, you don't know what you got till it's